We're diving into something today that I know a lot of you are curious about, Edsby versus Google Classroom. Specifically, we're looking at why someone might choose Edsby, and maybe even switch over if they're already using Google Classroom. We've got articles, guides, all sorts of stuff to look at today, so let's jump in.
Yeah, it's really interesting to see how schools are kind of shifting away from using a bunch of different tools, you know, and trying to find that, like, perfect single system that just does it all.
Right, like a one-stop shop. And that seems to be Edsby's big pitch, right? They call themselves a social learning environment, and they've been doing this K-12 thing for over 10 years now. It seems like they're really emphasizing being that single system that a school needs for everything.
Exactly. They're really trying to present themselves as this complete, totally integrated platform for K-12. And they're very much contrasting that with what they see as the problem with a lot of schools, which is basically using a ton of different apps for different things.
Yeah, like a patchwork of tools. So instead of teachers having to deal with Google Classroom and then, like, Remind for talking to parents and Seesaw for portfolios and all these different things, Edsby's saying, nope, we can do it all.
And I can see how that would be really appealing, especially if you're a teacher, a student, or a parent, and you're dealing with a million different apps and trying to remember all those logins. Having one system that just does everything would be like a breath of fresh air.
Oh, sure. Okay, so that's the idea. But how does that actually work in practice? What does Edsby's deep K-12 integration actually mean?
Well, for starters, they say they do way more than your typical LMS, you know, like a learning management system. They say they cover learning management, yeah. But also assessment, reporting, analytics, student well-being. They even say they have really strong features just for the younger grades, like K-6.
Well, that's interesting. A lot of systems kind of forget about the little guys. So can you give me some examples? Like, what does that deep integration look like?
One of the main things they talk about is connecting directly to your school's student information system. You know, the system that has all the data on students and staff and classes. Edsby says with their system, teachers don't have to do any of that manual data entry anymore, like rosters, parent contact info, all that stuff. It all syncs automatically.
Oh, man, that sounds amazing for teachers. No more spending hours updating spreadsheets. I bet that would make things so much easier.
It would. And the other good thing is, when everything's synced up like that, it means everybody's working with the same information. So everybody knows it's accurate and up to date.
Right. Makes things consistent for everyone.
Exactly. And for the district itself, you know, the people running things, having all that data connected means they have a really clear view of what's going on across the whole district, which can be really useful for planning and stuff like that.
Okay. So we're starting to see what this whole Edsby ecosystem is about. But let's get to the big question, the one that's probably on everybody's mind. Why would anyone choose Edsby when Google Classroom is free and, you know, everybody already knows how to use it?
Well, that's the question. One of the articles we have actually talks about that directly. It's called How Edsby Compares to Google Classroom. And it actually says at Google Classroom, you know, it's good. It's useful for some things like managing documents. But when you actually want to use it as a full learning management system, it just doesn't quite do enough.
So you end up having to use other apps alongside it.
Yeah.
And we're back to that whole patchwork problem again.
Exactly. And there's actually some research from Gartner. They're like a big research company. And they said that tools like Google Workspace, which is what Google Classroom is part of, they're good for like the social aspects of learning, but they don't really do everything you need for K-12, especially for the younger kids.
That makes sense. Google Classroom was kind of built with older students and adults in mind. It's not really designed specifically for elementary school kids.
Right. And that seems to be the gap that Edsby is trying to fill. They're presenting themselves as the system that's really built for K-12.
So they're basically saying, if you're finding that Google Classroom isn't enough, we've got what you need.
Exactly.
Okay, so Edsby's making a case for itself here. What are some of the specific areas where they think they're better than Google Classroom? Especially for someone who might be thinking about switching.
Well, they really emphasize their features for parent management.
Yes. Parent communication. Always a headache. What does Edsby do that's so special?
Well, they say parents can have a single login, even if they have multiple kids. They can see their kids' schedules in real time. They can message teachers directly, report absences. They can even schedule parent-teacher conferences, all within the Edsby platform.
Wow. It's like they've thought of everything. I could see how that would be really helpful for busy families.
And another thing they focus on is those younger grades, you know, the elementary school kids.
Right, like we were talking about before, a lot of systems don't cater to them specifically.
Exactly. And Edsby has this cool feature called Learning Story, which is perfect for those younger kids.
Oh, yeah, I read about that. It's kind of like a more visual, story-based way of looking at assessment, mm-hmm. which is becoming really popular for those younger learners.
Yeah, it's moving away from just focusing on grades and test scores. And instead, it's more about the whole picture of how a child is developing. So teachers can take pictures and videos of what the kids are doing in class, and then they can tag those to specific learning standards. And they can share all of that with parents. So the parents can see their child's progress as this kind of like ongoing story.
I love that. It's so much more engaging than just sending home a report card.
Yeah, it is. And another thing Edsby talks about is customization. They say their system can adapt to whatever terminology and processes a district is already using.
So it's not just a cookie cutter platform.
Right, it's flexible. So if a district has a specific assessment framework they're using or a certain way they like to do reporting, Edsby can be set up to match that.
That's pretty cool. And they also talk about data ownership, right? Like, since you're paying for Edsby, you own your data.
Exactly. So there's no worries about some third party doing who knows what with student information.
Which is a big concern these days. Schools are really starting to think about data privacy and security.
Yeah, for sure. And Edsby's playing into that. They're saying, hey, with us, you don't have to worry about that.
Okay, so we've looked at the big picture, but I'm always curious about the little details. What are some of the more specific things that you found interesting when you were reading about Edsby?
Oh, well, there's one stat that really jumped out at me. It was in the Edsby Reviewer's Guide. They said that one district using Edsby is capturing over 46,000 new pieces of learning evidence every 30 days. Like things like work samples, photos, videos. It is. It really shows how much the platform is being used. It's not just sitting there gathering dust. People are actually using it to share what's happening in the classroom.
Right. It's part of the everyday life of the school.
Exactly. And they also talk about how Edsby can actually save districts money. Because if Edsby becomes like the main system for things like student schedules, then the district doesn't have to print as much stuff.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense. If everything's digital, there's no need for all that paper.
Right. And then there's this one little detail that I really liked. It's when teachers are scheduling assessments like tests or quizzes, Edsby has this button that says check for conflicts.
Oh, yeah, I remember reading about that.
So it'll look at the student's schedule across all their classes, and it'll tell the teacher if they're trying to schedule something for a day when the student already has a bunch of other stuff due.
So it helps teachers avoid overloading the kids.
Exactly.
It's such a small thing, but it's really thoughtful.
It is. It shows that Edsby's really trying to make things easier for both teachers and students.
So as we wrap up this deep dive into Edsby and Google Classroom, we hope you've learned a lot.
I think we covered a lot of ground.
And hopefully you're feeling a little bit more excited about the future of education.
Technology has so much potential.
It really does.